Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studio located on the lower level of our facility at 101 Pierce Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City, Iowa. As we are fond of saying, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is your advocate, the business advocate for our Siouxland Tri-State community, and we're focused on economic development 101, thus the address, community enhancement 101, and the list goes on and on. That said, your chamber staff is just returning from a week lobbying in Washington, D.C. This was the 70th annual Siouxland Washington Conference, and a big shout out to Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and our Director of Communications, Teresa Rosenboom, who once again did an outstanding job putting our conference and several days of lobbying in Washington, D.C. together. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who's back in the studio this morning, we want to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, it's that time of year. Many will say it's the best time of year. Our guest representing America's pastime, Mr. Tom Backemeyer, who serves as the VP and general manager of our Sioux City Explorers Baseball Club. Tom, great to see you. Welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. Good to see you this morning.
Well, we know that this is the silly season for you. You're just a few days away from opening day with the Sioux City Explorers, and what a perfect opportunity for us to get you into the studio to talk about the upcoming season. And before we get there, we'd like to introduce our guest to the listening audience, and although you've been a guest once before, no time like the present to reintroduce you. Tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for the opportunity. Grew up in Lincoln, so born and raised here in the Midwest, and my professional career took me to the West Coast for a long time. But now here with my third season back here in the Midwest with the Explorers and getting to know Siouxland over the last 3 years has been awesome. And like you said, we're right in the middle of spring training, getting ready to kick off the season next weekend, and right in the heart of it. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, we're thrilled to have someone with your baseball background leading the organization. And I know you started in Nebraska, but then transitioned to the West Coast, spent a lot of years on the West Coast, and it's nice to have you back home. But tell us that story.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy to think this will actually be my 24th season of minor league baseball. And I remember my first internship was in Nashville with the Nashville Sounds in 2000. And, you go into that thinking, hey, I'll do this for a summer and go find a real job. And here we are 24 years later. But to your question, I started, like I said, in Nashville. Went from Nashville to Rancho Cucamonga out in Southern California with the Quakes. And continued in, was there for 2 years, then went to Fresno with the Fresno Grizzlies, the AAA affiliate of the Giants. From there to Everett, Washington, outside of Seattle with the Everett Aqua Sox. I was the GM there for 6 years. And then most recently was with the same company, but we own two teams, one in Southern California in Lancaster, California, and another one up in Vancouver, British Columbia. So helped run both of those teams for about 7 years, and have met so many great people along the way. And like I said, it's crazy to think that I'm getting ready to kick off my 24th season of doing this. And, there's like everything, there's days where it's, hey, why am I still doing this? But then you look back at all the memories and the people you've met and the players you met, and it's just an exciting time of year. So excited to kick it off here again in Siouxland here in about a week or so.
Well, and as you say, you thought you'd do it for maybe a season or two and then go get a real job, and it turns out not only is it a real job, it's a full career.
Yeah, and I'm a business guy at heart, so I love business and obviously appreciate all the things that the chamber does for all of us businesses. And so, I like the numbers and the money part of it and all those kind of things. And I'm also a sports fan, obviously, so it just kind of worked out perfectly. Didn't really know. I think when I did my internship, I was mainly food and beverage. So I'm out there, rolling hot dogs and unloading delivery trucks and things like that. And really had no idea what all goes into running a team. And it's, it's a business just like any other. Our industry just happens to be sports and entertainment. And so, but all the same challenges that businesses deal with, we deal with the same. And so it's fun to try to figure those pieces out and put that puzzle together.
Well, you certainly have the perfect background for it as a business guy and someone who spent a lot of time in college studying those things. Tell us about your college years.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I mentioned, grew up in Lincoln and went to Colorado State. I'm a diehard Husker, and everybody always says, you know, why didn't you go to Nebraska? And it was one of those things, wanted to get away from home a little bit, and my folks encouraged my brother and I to venture out and grow up on our own, and went to Colorado State, got a degree in business management, and got to the end of that and wasn't really 100% sure what I wanted to do, like a lot of people, and decided to continue my education at the University of Denver. Got an MBA there. And while I was doing that, I was able to work in the athletic department and with a lot of athletic operations. And so I guess that was kind of my first taste into the business side of sports and athletics, and went from there. And like I said, parlayed that into the internship in Nashville. And here we are.
All these years later, you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest this morning is Mr. Tom Backemeyer, who serves as the Vice President and General Manager of your Sioux City Explorers Baseball Club. And Tom, 3 years already. It's hard to believe that you're entering your third season, another new campaign. Let's jump right into it. How are things looking here a few days before opening day?
Yeah, absolutely. It is crazy to think that, you know, two seasons have already gone by. I start my third season. We're excited. We have 32 guys in camp right now. And for those that may not know, we actually do, you know, spring training with a major league club. Everybody's pretty familiar with. They go to Florida and they go to Arizona. Well, in the American Association, spring training is held here at your home ballpark. So we're about a weekend. We get a 12-day window to hold our spring training. So we're about a weekend. We've had a couple exhibition games and we'll have a couple more. We're excited. We're a lot of returning faces. I think we have 10 or 11 returning faces that have been here for the last couple years, and we're bringing in some new people as well. So, you know, from a baseball perspective, I think our pitching is going to be our strength this year. A lot of returning guys in the rotation in the bullpen, and we'll be young on the offensive side. So it's kind of a nice mix of older guys, younger guys. I will say this, everybody that's here is extremely excited to be here. I think they're going to be great representatives of Siouxland and be involved in the community, and they're pumped. It's been an awesome start to camp, and we look forward to opening it up here in King County in about a week.
Well, you dropped off the season tickets for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We look forward to enjoying a summer at the ballpark, and we're going to revisit talking strictly about what takes place on the field, under the leadership of field manager Steve Montgomery. Before we get to that, let's talk about Lewis and Clark Park, Mercy One Field, the facilities. What can we expect that's new this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank, you know, the city of Sioux City has been a good partner ever since I've been here, and they've allowed us to make some upgrades to the ballpark. And some of it's, you know, a little more cosmetic and may not be things that are real visible to the fans, but, you know, things that you don't really think of, from, you know, turf in the batting cages and turf in the bullpens. Obviously, as over the last year and a half, we've replaced all of the seats at the ballpark. So they've been very helpful and allowed us to, you know, the facility was built in 1993. So it's just at that age where there's maintenance issues and things that we're constantly fixing. And so the facility is in great shape, looks good, ready to go. There'll be a lot of new promotions, you know, promotional nights, giveaway nights, things like that, that we can talk about as well. But, you know, as a fan coming out, you know, for opening night on the 16th, you'll see some of your returning fan favorites, but you'll also see some new promotions and some new video board content. And, you know, really our goal is to provide a great atmosphere, great entertainment, get you guys, you know, to meet the new players. And it's always fun to kind of learn a little bit more about the players and what they're into and those kind of things. So, yeah, we've got some good things planned and looking forward to being able to show that off to everybody on the 16th.
So you open up on May 8th at Kane County, I believe in Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah. We're heading to, we've got a 7 or 8 game road trip to start the season. And we'll go from Kane County to Chicago, which is over in Rosemont right there by the airport. So we're making the Chicagoland tour to kick it off.
And then home on May 9th against Kansas City, 7:05, first pitch. And that's the home opener for our Sioux City Explorers, season number
33.
It's been quite a run.
Yeah. So it's actually May 16th, which is the
Did I give the wrong date?
The Friday night. I think you might have said the 9th. That's
Excuse
all right.
Me.
Come out on the 9th and wait it out. You know?
No. Don't do any good then, because you guys will be on the road in Kane County. But yeah. Opening night, for the Sioux City Explorers will be Friday, May 16th. You have a three-game homestand playing at 7:05 on Friday, 6:05 on Saturday, and 4:05 on Sunday. Then we're going to give the guys a day off before they come back with six straight home games. Beginning Tuesday, playing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're going to earn their keep in that one.
Yeah, they are, and so is my staff. So we've got a lot of games in May, obviously, and we're excited to get it started. But yeah, it'll be, you know, nine straight at home. Hopefully, coming back off the road with a winning road trip, and then we always play well at home. So I encourage everybody to get out. Enjoy the start of the year, hopefully some good weather, and hopefully some W's.
Well, and that's also such a beautiful time of year. Late spring, transitioning to summer, should be spectacular weather, great family fun, great entertainment, and I want to encourage everybody to get out and support our Sioux City Explorers Baseball Club, not just for the opening month, but throughout the season, which extends through August. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is Tom Backmeyer of the Sioux City Explorers. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, or Chris Bogenreef. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Folks, we're talking baseball, America's pastime, with the Vice President and General Manager of your own Sioux City Explorers Baseball Club, Mr. Thomas Backmeyer. Tom, originally from the Lincoln, Nebraska area, spent a significant number of years out on the West Coast leading baseball operations for an awful lot of minor league baseball organizations, and we're thrilled to have him beginning his third season with our X's. And Tom, you said the pitching's good, the bats are young. Let's talk about how important pitching is in this league.
Yeah, it's not only in this league, but every level of baseball, pitching is just hard to find. So it doesn't matter who you talk to, you know, from high school, college, all the different professional ranks, everybody needs pitching. You can never have enough. We're fortunate. We've got our rotation will all be returning guys that have been here at least 2 years and a couple of them 3 years. So between Austin Drury will be his third year, Jared Weatherby is third year, Zach Willeman second year, Kyle Marmon second year. So we feel pretty optimistic that pitching wise we're going to be in good shape. Now the caveat to that is they got to stay healthy. You know, it's a lot of takes a toll on them and stress on the arm. So you can never have too much, but pitching wise, I think we feel pretty good going into the season. You know, especially as you look around our league at other rosters, I think we can, you know, our roster pitching wise stacks up with anybody. And like you said, offensively, we'll be young. I will say this, the first few days of spring training, we've got a lot of young guys that are super excited to be here. I think you're going to see, and you know, kind of Steve's style over the last 10 years, may not be a ton of home runs. We'll hit our share, but we're going to run. We're going to hit balls in the gaps, doubles, triples. We're going to steal bases like crazy. We'll bunt a little bit. I guess kind of your traditional small ball type of team. And really for our ballpark and the wind and the weather here, that's really what we need. You know, coming in and just trying to hit home runs in this ballpark just isn't a sustainable strategy. So, like I said, a lot of young guys with speed that are going to be exciting to come out and watch, and they're hungry to be here, which has been really fun for us to see.
You know, you said you got a lot of young guys with speed. How important is speed to modern baseball, not only offensively but defensively?
Yeah, I think it gets you know, overlooked, because obviously, and I'm a baseball fan, you know, we like seeing home runs, and you like seeing, especially nowadays, the 105 exit velocity and balls hit a mile and those kind of things. And that's great. But, you know, Steve has been very smart over the last, you know, 10 years that he's been here. Like, you also have to build a team that's conducive to your ballpark. We've got a big ballpark here. ball doesn't fly all that well, especially early on in the season. Once it warms up, it'll be a little bit better. But it's a pitcher's ballpark, right? So in that case, like you said, you know, defense, speed on defense is huge, and we'll have some outfielders that will be able to go get it for sure, with Deshaun Knowles and Henry George and Zach Vuletich and Dario Gomez. There's a bunch of guys. I'm going to miss some, but these guys are going to be able to run and go get it. And, you know, we were lucky enough to have Chase Harris here in center field for a lot of years, and a lot of people will know his name. He was kind of a staple in the community, and he's now retired, but he was, you know, legitimately the best defensive outfielder in the league in center field, could go get balls in any direction. And so we've got a hole to fill there, but we think we've got some guys that can do it. And to your point, you know, speed is crucial part of the game, and it, maybe some clubs don't take advantage of it quite as much, but in our situation, I think it'll be a fun brand of baseball to watch.
Certainly fans know what to expect. Lots of promotions, and just to summarize a few of those, opening night is Austin Drury Free T-Shirt Friday, presented by our friends at Absolute Screen Art. On Saturday, the 17th of May, Magnet Schedule Giveaway, which is offered by Papa Murphy's. And then Sunday of opening weekend, that's Little League Day, and all kids who wear their Little League jersey will get free admission. And so lots going on opening weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The Free T-Shirt Friday, I can't take credit for that. They've done that here for a long time, and it's always a fan favorite. You know, we throw out, in this case, Austin Drury T-shirts in between every half inning. Gets the fans excited, and believe it or not, the players love it too. Like, they get excited when they're the one that we've selected. Austin's more than deserved it. Been here now 3 years, and not quite sure on the rotation if he'll be pitching that night. It'll depend how things go on the road trip, but excited for that Friday night. Like you said, Papa Murphy's is a new partner with us this year. Excited to have them on board. Your traditional Magnet schedule that everybody wants, so that you're in tune with what's going on all season long. And then Sunday, this will be the third year that Liberty National Bank has sponsored Military Appreciation Sundays, in addition to the Little League Day. So there will be a couple different opportunities that day. Like you said, Little Leaguers wear a uniform, get in for free. And then our military have the opportunity to buy one, get one free tickets thanks to Liberty National on Sundays. We wear our camo jerseys as we traditionally do. And so it should be a fun way to kick off the season. And let's hope for great weather and good crowds.
We always know that people look forward to July 3rd and July 4th. This year, it's Friday, July 3rd, or excuse me, Thursday, July 3rd, Friday, July 4th. That's a huge weekend because Lantis sponsors fireworks, and it's a sellout every single year.
Yeah, absolutely, they do. And the 3rd and the 4th obviously are huge for us, and I would encourage anybody listening, it's never too early to pick up those tickets because, like you said, they will go quick. We've also added a third fireworks show this year, August 16th, which is our last Saturday home game. And so only fitting that we'll have a fireworks show then as well. So you've got three chances to come see Lantis light up the skies, and it's always a good show. So three fireworks shows this year amongst all the other promotions.
Great family entertainment. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. My name is Chris McGowan. I'm pleased to serve as your host. My guest is Tom Backemeyer. Tom serves as the VP and general manager of the Sioux City Explorers. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about the field general, someone who really needs no introduction in Sioux City. Steve Montgomery's been with us for over a decade now, has eclipsed 500 wins in the league. A lot to be proud of. And what can we look for from Mongo this summer?
Yeah, no, Mongo's Mongo, man. I can't thank him enough. And I want to, you know, also point out Bobby Post has been with him every step of the way. I think, you know, Bobby was literally hired onto Steve's staff on day two that Steve was here. So they go hand in hand. But with Mongo, he's actually approaching nearly 600 wins now, and pretty unprecedented for independent league baseball. And not only that, I think a lot of, you know, the community gets to know him just because of his size and his personality, and he's out there. But he's a huge asset for our organization off the field. Helps me out a lot in the off season with different speaking engagements and going out to schools. And I say this every year, but it shouldn't be understated. Is Bobby and Steve, truly value Sioux City. Like, this is home for them. And so, you know, it's more than just the Explorers to them. They're here for the long haul, and they're huge parts of the community. And then you see the competitive side of Steve, especially out on the field. And, you know, he always provides a little fan entertainment with some ejections and his antics with the umpires. He's a great asset to have, and I'm very thankful for all of our coaching staff.
Well, a baseball guy through and through. He was a major league pitching prospect. And then I believe he was with the Fargo-Moorhead Red Hawks as their pitching coach for a lot of years. And then John Roost recognized his potential as a field general and somebody who could manage this operation. And he's done a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't argue with his success. And the other thing I would add, too, is, you know, the players love playing for him. And a big part of independent baseball, which sometimes goes overlooked, is it's hard. You know, it's recruiting, right? So we've got to go out and find our own players. If you're with an affiliate, say if we're a Kansas City Royals affiliate, they do all that work for you. But in our situation and all the independent leagues, we got to find players. And so it's a recruiting job. And Bobby and Steve are great at that. The players that come here love playing for them, and then those work as referrals, and more players follow. So John, who obviously deserves a ton of credit for everything that's happened with the organization, made a good move in finding Mongo, and he's done a great job the last 10 years.
Well, and speaking of John, want to applaud his personal commitment to the organization. Back in the day, there was a consortium of owners, and today John owns that organization exclusively. He invests in it. He supports it. You'll find him at the ballpark most nights for home games. And it's a passion for him.
Yeah, and I will say this. He's been great to work for. I've worked with a lot of owners, and they all have their own quirks and things that they like, as they should. And like you said, the commitment that he has made to this community can't go understated. I love his passion. He wants to win games, and we're trying to do everything we can to make that happen. Believe it or not, the Explorers have never won a championship. And, you know, Steve and Bobby and I always have those conversations. Man, if we could just get one for John, it'd be pretty cool to see him, his reaction. So can't thank him enough. And what he invests, like you said, into this community to make this happen is pretty impressive.
Well, we've certainly been close on a number of occasions. And I remember it's been a few years now that I believe we set the independent league record with 75 regular season wins out of 100.
Yep.
And we thought that was the year. Unfortunately, in the final round of the championship series, things didn't go the X's way. But let's hope that 2025 is the magic year.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah, I think it was 2017. They were 75-25, and it just didn't work out. Sports, you know, weird things happen, and you need a little bit of luck sometimes too. And like you said, hopefully this is the one.
Well, that's what makes it sports. Tom, thanks so much for being our guest. We wish you nothing but success. Pass our regards to Steve Montgomery, Bobby Post, and, of course, your owner, John Roost.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, for the opportunity, and look forward to seeing everybody out at the ballpark on the 16th.
Go X's. Don't forget, if you're looking for tickets, 277-9467, also known as 277-WINS. Support the Explorers. You can listen to them right here on this KSEJ Powell Broadcasting Radio Station all spring and summer long. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.